It's Monday, the 15th of June, day 86. There have been moments in this quarantine period when the urge to strangle someone has been stronger than usual. They're what an old university friend of mine used to call, for Christ's sake, moments. Many of them, not surprisingly, involve Boris Johnson, the moral cretin currently leading the government. I'll cite just one example that I've mentioned before. His speech in Greenwich on February the 3rd, when he derided, and I'm quoting him here, the risk that new diseases such as coronavirus will trigger a panic and a desire for market segregation that go beyond what is medically rational to the point of doing real and unnecessary economic damage, unquote. And then he went on to say that at that moment, and we're talking now about February the 3rd, 2020, quote, humanity needs some government somewhere that is willing at least to make the case powerfully for freedom of exchange. Some country ready to take off its Clark Kent spectacles and leap into the phone booth and emerge with his cloak flowing as the supercharged champion of the right of the populations of the earth to buy and sell freely among each other. Unquote. This is the language of a deranged clown. A clown who then goes on to embrace an insane policy to let the virus rage so that the great British public should acquire herd immunity. Except, of course, for the 500,000 or so who would not succeed in that acquisition. He then catches the virus himself, is nearly killed by it, and when he escapes death, wraps himself in the cloak of gratitude to the NHS staff who saved him in order to bask in the glory of a fawning tabloid press. Another matter that makes one's blood boil, but this time not involving Johnson, is the ludicrous equivocation of the government and its scientific advisers over the question of wearing masks in public. For the best part of 2 months, this precious establishment of the finest minds in Whitehall pooh-poohed the idea that it might be a good idea to wear masks. Apparently there wasn't enough evidence of the peer-reviewed sort esteemed by these elevated intelligences to show that non-medical grade masks did much good. While this equivocation was going on, a different conversation was going on in social media, especially Twitter, the general tenor of which was that wearing masks made sense, no matter what the scientific knights said, and that you could make your own from a variety of fabrics, using sections of certain vacuum cleaner bags as filters, and circulating numerous patterns which would enable cautious citizens to make their own masks. So here we had a clear divergence between the gold standard assurances of scientific knights on the one hand and the ravings of ordinary people on social media on the other. And guess what? It turns out that the ravings on social media might have a point after all. Here's an excerpt from a research paper just published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society, no less. Quote, we conclude that face mask use by the public, when used in combination with physical distancing or periods of lockdown, may provide an acceptable way of managing the COVID-19 pandemic and reopening economic activity. These results are relevant to the developed as well as the developing world, where large numbers of people are resource poor, but fabrication of homemade effective face masks is possible. A key message from our analysis to aid the widespread adoption of face masks would be, my mask protects you. Your mask protects me. Unquote. Other research now supports this view. A German study used differences in mask usage in different parts of Germany to gauge the effectiveness of masks in preventing the spread of COVID-19. And the conclusion? Face masks considerably reduce COVID-19 cases in Germany. So, and here's the for Christ's sake moment. Why in God's name are people still arguing about this? Or as Jason Kotke put it the other day on his splendid blog, there's no credible evidence that wearing a mask is harmful. So at worst, it's harmless. If there's like a 1 in 10 chance that masks are somewhat helpful, and the growing amount of research suggests that both 1 in 10 and somewhat helpful are both understatements, isn't it worth the tiny bit of effort to wear one and help keep our neighbours safe from potential fucking death? Just in case. To which the only possible response is, Amen.